Hi, everyone. I'm Chef KB, and welcome to Cat the Baker. Have you ever woken up being like, today is a good day? Have you ever woken up feeling like that? I have, but today was not like that. So what happened today is I woke up and there was a smell of meat in the house at like 5 a.m.
Because my husband gets up very early, much like me. But he cooks meat in the morning and he makes his meals for the week, which usually involves ground beef and rice. And that's what I was smelling.
So I closed the door thinking, okay, let me close the door and sleep a bit longer. But then I couldn't sleep anymore. So I woke up, you know, I went downstairs, started my day. I had to do something for school because now I've officially been hired to teach. So it was like some sort of a like tax thing. And then I had an appointment to go get this TB form, tuberculosis. I have to do it for school. And there's all kinds of things. This process to teach is not an easy process. Like later on today, I have to do a background check, making sure I'm not a criminal. So all these kinds of things. So I do my morning. I actually think, oh, you know, let me put on a dress. I have a dress on. And then I decided to do some makeup because I thought today I could go around to some businesses and give my business card. I was thinking of doing samples, but I always think that I have more of the day than I do. Like time goes by so fast. Later on, I thought, oh, this day is going pretty well, you know, and I'm feeling good. Like I was feeling good. I got the things done that I needed to do, and then I felt really positive. So I wanted to look nice. And that's the thing. When you feel positive, you want to look good, like I think, you know? When I'm tired and worn out from working, I don't want to really make much of an effort. You know, I just want to relax and get through the day, okay? Because that's mainly what it is. I work a lot, and then even on my off day, I do the farmer's market, and that's like this crazy long day. So even the next day is really busy, because then I clean up everything from the farmer's market. I bring everything to storage. I do errands like laundry and just boring stuff, right? Like all the things you have to do, but it's boring, okay? But they have to be done. So I didn't have to work today at the hotel. And I feel good. Like, I finally feel good. I'm not tired. Like, I was a little bit achy this morning, just physically, you know, probably because I worked out. But I felt good. And as I was doing my makeup, I was like, oh, like, I look nice. You know, I look good with the dress and the makeup. This is how I should bring business cards, right? But I didn't have time for samples. And I thought, I have to do this TB testing form thing before it gets busy at the hospital. So I had to go to the hospital. And I get in there, and as I go in, I do all the information stuff that I need to do. I get my form, and then I start asking nurses. Like, I go into offices and ask, like, does anyone ever order for you? Do you need orders for employees? And a lot of nurses were like, no, nobody orders for us. We just work every day. I'm like, okay, but here's a card in case someone might want to order, you know? And as I'm walking around, I swear, and I'm not exaggerating, but people must have been like, I love your dress, cute dress. I love your dress, like probably 30 times, a lot, which I think if you feel good, you know, that goes outwardly, right? Like it's a different kind of energy, a different vibe. And it was a good day for me to go around to these businesses and doctors, you know, because I was feeling positive, right? I'm like getting sweaty because I can't have the air on here. There's a fan above me, but I can't turn it on because it's too loud and it affects the noise. Because, see, you start to see my sweat. And I can't open the window. First of all, it's hot outside. And there's like traffic, you know, there'll be the garbage truck or like kids screaming, you know. So I'm basically in this room, the door's almost closed, I can't close it all the way because my shoe thing, it's stopping the door from closing all the way. But I also can't have the door open just because of weird noises, right? I don't have my own recording studio, so this is how I do it, okay? It's not fancy at all. You see the towel in the background, like, drying? Nothing is fancy, okay? okay, where was I?
And I wanted to try a new thing. So I recorded myself for this podcast. If you go on to Spotify, you can actually watch this podcast instead of only listening to it. So, you know, that's why sometimes maybe as you're listening, it doesn't make sense because obviously you can't see unless you're watching the visual on Spotify for this episode.
Okay, so everyone's commenting how cute my dress is. And I'm like, oh, thank you. Like, I was walking through this hospital hallway and this one nurse, she's got a mask on, and she was mumbling something, but I didn't think she was talking to me. And she stops, turns to me, and she says, I love your dress. Like, offended that I didn't hear her. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. Like, I'm sorry, you know? And just really, everyone's saying nice things, you know? So I'm like, wow, this is like a good day. I'm gonna keep like handing out business cards, and even though I don't have samples, but maybe something will come of it. You know, now I have my website, sweetcatpastries.com. By the way, pastries is IES. I just want to say, you know, I was just feeling positive, right? So there's this cafe at the hospital, and it's a different, like, it's outsourced. They get their pastries from a different bakery. So I gave them my card, and I'm going to contact the owner. So that's positive, you know, at a hospital. And I went to the hospital cafeteria, but they get their stuff through Sodexo, which is a giant company. And all the events they do for the hospital and for doctors, it's all through Sodexo. So it's kind of hard to get into the hospital. This hospital's giant. I mean, it's a super confusing facility. You have to pay for parking and all that. Like, it's a huge facility. Right, I live in a city. I don't live in Aspen anymore. Everything's a hassle. And with big buildings. Okay, I do all my rounds, and I decide to go to this other hospital, which is next door. It's this doctor's facility. They have dentists, they have podiatrists, like every kind of office. But it's an office building, and I basically have to go through each floor. You know, it's not advertised where is what, okay? So I go in, and I hand them my business cards, and people are super happy. And I think it's mainly because, like, I look good, right? I feel good, so I'm more approachable. And I know, like, I'm not saying I'm all that, right? I'm not all that in a bag of chips, right? Like, that's how they say in England. I don't know what made me, like, think of that. But if you feel good, it makes a difference, and it's positive. I'm talking like this because I don't really have a huge amount of days like that, you know? I'm not saying my days are miserable. No, I'm just busy, right? We're all busy. We're all living life. We're all trying to do our tasks and pay bills, you know? But some days, it's like, wow, like, I feel good. And it's interesting how people respond to that, you know? So I thought I would take advantage and continue that vibe and keep handing out my business cards because I'm trying to get away from the farmer's market. I'm trying to have businesses go on my website and order things kind of like a catering deal, right? So I don't have any waste with food. So people are very positive and they're like, yeah, like, I'll give it to my manager. You know, everyone's very helpful, okay? And at the same time, they're like, oh, I love your dress. Thank you. You know, so as I'm leaving the building, I go back to my car and I see my husband called. So I'm in the car, I close the door, I'm making a phone call, right, to call Rodolfo. And as I'm waiting, like, for the phone is ringing. As I'm sitting there in the driver's seat, there's a knock on my window, right? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, so I look over, there's this man, and I scroll, you know, roll down my window, and he's like, I just have to say, I love your dress. And right, like, what? And then he says, are you married? I'm not joking, like, for real. And I say, yes, I am, you know. And I show him, like, my hand, like, you know, hello, like, yes, I'm married. But, geez, I've never gotten a marriage proposal based on my dress. See, there's a main road. I don't know if you can hear. It's like a UPS truck or something. Okay. So, not fancy. So, I mean, first of all, I've never gotten a proposal based on my dress. And, okay, let me talk about this dress. I got this dress. Let me think. I got it a long time ago. I don't really buy too much these days. So I had this shopping addiction. Okay, my grandmother had it. Maybe it's genetic. Can you have a genetic shopping addiction? So my grandmother had to buy something every single day to feel better, to give her this like endorphin high. And I had that too for a while. And it was like this high that lasted maybe 10 minutes, okay? Until I got the item, then I was like, oh, like, this is amazing. And it lasted maybe a few hours, okay? So I had this problem. You know, I didn't have this kind of money to buy all these things, but I wasn't feeling great, you know? Like, when you're not feeling well, you try to compensate with other things. You know, either some sort of any kind of addiction, right? Like food, drinking, partying, whatever. Okay, and for me, it was shopping. And this was maybe 20 years ago. Okay, it's a while back. So when I got divorced, my life was not going great. And I was in a bad place. And as I was recovering from that, it took a couple years for sure. And in that time, like, I lost a lot of weight and I decided I was in Target. I was addicted to Target. And this was in Flagstaff, Arizona. Okay. And I love Target. So I went to Target and I saw this dress. Okay. And all right, here, I'll stand up. You can't really. Okay. There we go. It's floral. It's a floral dress. And actually, it's Isaac Mizrahi. Okay. Who still does things for Target, even though I think the quality has gotten a lot less now for dresses. You know, they have to be affordable. I think the quality isn't as good as it used to be. So anyway, I got this. When did I get it? Like 2013. Okay. 11 years ago. I know. Like what? I did lose quite a bit of weight, and this was actually loose on me. Like, now I'm very voluptuous in it, and that's not normal. But this is a size 10. I'm probably more like 11, 12, okay? At the time, I was like an 8. And this was hanging in Target, Isaac Mizrahi. And it's got like all these nice details. See, like here, it's got like a little clasp where you can clasp your bra around it, which I didn't do because I'm like, it's fine. I don't, you know, because it's a bit tighter than it should be, but I wanted to look cute and I thought, okay, let me try this. So I know I've gained more weight in the past few months because when I'm working, I taste a lot. I taste too much. Okay. At home, I'm really good. When I'm at home, I don't eat a lot of sweets and dessert, but when I'm at work, and at work, we make a lot of custards and puddings and flans. And I love puddings. Seriously, I love puddings. And I taste them. I taste them a lot. Okay. Like sometimes I'll get 3 fresh spoons and I just taste them. Like, oh my God, this is so good. Right. And when I first started, I didn't do that. I've been working there like 3 months now. Okay. So after a month of behaving, I'm like, oh, let me taste it. So, anyway, I'm gaining weight because I'm eating too much sugar. Again, we know I'm addicted. I know. So anyway, this dress is a little bit tight, you know, but I got it in 2013. And very good quality. It's got two layers. It's got pockets. It still fits, right? Like, it still fits enough that I'm getting all these compliments. And so let me go back to this. First of all, who has that kind of confidence to ask, are you married? I don't know. I've never thought of that. Okay. I've never seen a man and thought, is he married? Like, to the point of just seeing somebody for like 5 seconds. Okay. And I'm sure there are women out there that might ask that. I don't know. But I just feel like with men, there's so much more confidence. I guess it's a testosterone. I don't know. But I feel like, wow, that's kind of weird and very forward, right? Like, I would never ask that. I don't know. But maybe at a certain point in life, you're just like, screw it. You know, I'm just going to ask whatever I want. And I have gotten more forward as I've gotten older, but not like that. Okay. Number one, like, so I thought that was very funny. I was very amused by it, you know, and wow, you know, I thought, wow, I must look good. I must look good because somebody proposed. I mean, he didn't propose. He didn't say, marry me, you know, but that's like the first step, right? Are you married? So I thought that was so funny. And after that, I had to go to Kohl's. Okay, so you know when you return something on Amazon, it gives you options. So, okay, I had this fly problem that I talked about, and I ordered this bug zapper on Amazon. I tried like so many different things because I had to get rid of these flies. And I got this one fly trap, and it smells so, so bad. Like, you put water in it, you put this powder in it, which is maybe some decomposed whatever. It's something crazy in there that I don't even want to know is in there. But you put the powder in into this jar, and you put water in up to a certain point, and it's in this container with a kind of lid, but holes where flies can go in, but they can't come back out. So I used that, and it was crazy. Flies were going into that. I must have caught like 150. I'm not even joking, you know, like that. For real works. It's called a fly magnet, and or it's company fly magnet, but it really works. The only problem is it doesn't smell great. So especially if the sun's on it, it smells terrible and you don't want to go outside. Like, so I had less flies, but you didn't want to go outside because of the smell. Okay. So every time Rodolfo went outside, I was thinking, oh my God, it's going to smell. And he was like, what is that smell? It's the fly magnet. It's the fly trap. You know, like, I had to explain it. And he's like, it smells terrible. I know. So I was thinking of other things, right? Because I've had all these visitors and I didn't want these flies to be everywhere. So I got this one bug zapper. You charge it and you turn it on and it's like electrocutes everything. Okay. So I thought, okay, this has got to work. It took forever to charge, like 6 hours, a long time. Maybe I'm exaggerating the 6 hours, but it was a long time. And I put it outside, didn't catch a thing. Didn't catch a thing. Like, flies were going all around it, but nothing was being electrocuted. So I'm like, really? You know, so I kept checking. Like, there's like on the bottom, it collects and you can open it up and see if it caught anything, like if anything died. No, nothing. So I'm like, okay, I'm returning this. And I kept the packaging because I'm like, just in case, right? So I keep the packaging and I want to return it. And then Amazon says you can return it for free at Kohl's or any Amazon store. I don't live near Amazon stores and I don't want to drive through traffic, you know, downtown to get to an Amazon store. So there's Kohl's for free. Usually I go to UPS, but I have to print a label for UPS and I didn't feel like printing it. I was out of ink. So Kohl's is the next option. Okay, I know you're like, I don't really care about Kohl's. Why is she telling the story? Okay, the point is, I went to Kohl's, dropped it off. Okay, that's my point. But as I'm there, I decide to go to other businesses, like this general dentistry, also there's other doctors. And then I see this plasma donation site. It's called like BioLife. And I decide to go in and give my business card. You know, that's why I'm going around. And as I go in, I see, like, it says donate plasma. So I'm waiting in line for, you know, the receptionist or someone to speak to me so I can give them my business card. I just thought doctors, dentists, like that kind of thing, they usually have a lot of staff. Okay, so they might be the ones that order for their staff that want pastries. You'd think dentists, maybe not, because I make sugary things, like not super sweet, but they have sugar. But you'd be surprised. It's like when you go to the hospital and you see doctors outside smoking and you're like, why? What? Should they be smoking? Like, why are they standing outside a hospital and promoting this? You know, so I thought, why not? Just try some dentists, okay? So I'm waiting in line for the receptionist at this plasma place. And she says, are you a new patient? I'm like, no, but here's my card. And I do the whole thing and explain. And she's like, what? I'm like, just take the card. I didn't say that, but. And then I look up plasma, like to donate plasma. I've never thought of donating plasma or anything. And I look it up. And apparently it's an easy process and you get paid for it. You know, and it helps a lot of people, right? There's a lot of people out there that need plasma. I'm not saying I know everything there is to know about plasma at this point, but I thought maybe I can sign up to donate. So I did. And it says you can make up to like $800, you know. Of course they do this to like rope you in, but it's not like you get $800 at once, right? You have to do like 8 donations. So I guess it's $100 every time, maybe minus taxes, I don't know. But I signed up for it and I have an appointment next week to donate plasma. I don't know. I thought, okay, like there's some sort of money, positive, and it's helping people. Also positive. So so that's what I'm doing next week on my day off, is having a physical and checking if they want my plasma. So super random, but you know, this is my life. This is what I do. Random stories. So yeah, I'll keep you updated on that. But if you're interested in looking into it, there's plasma centers all over, especially larger cities, and you help people with all kinds of issues. And then later on today, actually in like 30 minutes, I'm driving to get a background check to make sure that I'm good to teach and I'm not a criminal. You know, I was thinking, like, if you are a criminal, if you have some sort of criminal history or you've done one thing, right, and you got caught, and it wasn't a great choice, you can't really do things, you know? And I was thinking about that. Like, you see it in movies, right? Like, once you go to jail, once you do something criminal, that's it, right? You can't rent anything, because then your criminal history comes up. You can't buy anything, right? Because you can't get credit cards and all this. And you can't get a job with criminal history. So, kind of crazy. I don't have a criminal history. I'm not a criminal. But I was thinking about that, you know? And then I watched this show on Netflix last night with these crazy stories, like, about your exes. It's called, like, I don't know, The Worst Exes or something awful. And basically, it was talking about these different men, you know, they had a criminal history. It just got worse and worse with each girlfriend, right? It's not like it gets better. If you have issues and you don't work on your issues, it's not going to get better. So I get hooked on these stories, you know, and it's super interesting for me. But then also, at the same time, I become very, like, I overthink everything, you know? But it's so easy. If you think about dating sites, right? And I've talked about this before, right? Like, if you think about dating sites, you trust people easier, maybe. Or, you know, because they're also on the dating site and they want to meet somebody, you think, right? So you don't think they have ill intentions. But if you think about a dating site, it's so much easier to gain someone's trust and to then do something terrible with that if you want to cause harm, you know, which is terrible. Like, it's super sad. And I don't know how I got on that subject. But my point is, I'm doing all these things for school because I'm excited about teaching. I won't have a class until next year. But hopefully I can sub, you know, if a class is needed for me to teach, because I mentioned the teacher that's there now is not doing great and they don't know when something might go wrong and he might go to the hospital. Maybe he'll need plasma. I don't know. So, you know, I'm not hoping for the worst, but at the same time, if something happens, then I get to teach, you know, but I'm excited about teaching whenever I start to teach. And the campus is super beautiful. So yeah, now I just feel like I'm rambling. That was my morning. And I just want to tell you, even if you don't wake up feeling good, you know, like I woke up kind of like, I don't know, I was still kind of tired. I was kind of sore from working out the day before. And I thought, okay, let me just do my day, right? Like every day. But then I started just feeling positive and feeling good. And just maybe think of that. Like, if you feel good, if you do things for yourself that are positive, then that, like, emanates. Is that a word? Like, emanates outwardly, you know? And it makes other people see you in a different way, right? Like, if you're negative, if you're always talking and saying negative things, then people remember that, you know? So today, because I was positive, I was feeling good, people smiled when they saw me. Like, I smiled. Like, I noticed at the farmer's market, you know, because I'm having to sell things all the time now. I stand there, when I smile, they come over to me, you know, and I talk to them, like the customers. But when I don't smile and I get kind of bored, that's when they keep on walking, you know? So it does make a big difference how you hold yourself, you know? Obviously, people know when something's fake, right? But maybe it's worth thinking about, you know, like, what makes you happy? What makes you have a good day? Like, I went to Trader Joe's today and I got this double brie, and I love brie. Oh my God, I love brie on fresh toast. So I make sourdough bread. I haven't made it in a little bit because it takes time. Like, it takes like 4 days, and then it takes like 8 hours, okay, of that day on and off, because you have to just do all these kind of things with sourdough, right? You have to let it rise. You have to fold it. It's a process, okay? So I don't always have the energy to just do it. But last time, the sourdough came out amazing, and I have it in the fridge, and I slice it, and I toast it, and I had it with the double brie from Trader Joe's. Amazing. You know, so when you feel good and you do something for yourself that you enjoy, like I made this cold brew. Usually I don't have time, and I'm like, oh, I don't have time for cold brew. It's not hard. Nothing's hard. Okay, but when you have to think about each single thing that you have to do, it adds up, and then you feel like not doing any of it. So cold brew, you know, you put like a cup of ground coffee, which I ground fresh, and then you put like 3 cups of cold water, and then you let it sit overnight, you know, and then next day you stir it and you take out all the grinds, and I put a little bit of cream in there, some ice, and I don't really drink coffee a lot. Like, I haven't had it in a couple weeks, but I drank it today and I was like, oh, like, this is nice. Like, I feel good, you know? And then all of a sudden I felt this like caffeine kick in, right? Which if you don't drink it a lot, you definitely feel it. But I just did things today that made me feel good, you know? And then that went outwardly and I got a lot of reactions, you know, but all positive. So my point is, okay, and I wasn't expecting any of it. And it was like some experiment that I didn't know would happen, you know? So I guess just try it. Like try, if you feel good, kind of just test it, right? Like if you feel good, put on something nice and just see how other people react, you know? I don't know. It's worth trying. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. I don't know what you think about this whole visual thing. If you prefer the just audio, I don't know. But you can let me know. And again, check out my website, sweetcatpastries.com. And if you know somebody living in the San Diego area that might need some breakfast or donuts or pretzels catered, just check out the website and see for yourself. Thank you so much. I'm Chef KB. Thank you for listening to Cat the Baker. Until next time, bye.